You are welcome to the 5 Minutes Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 3. You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. This podcast is a follow-up to the previous one, where we spoke about praying in the name of Jesus. Someone reached out to me and asked me a question. She said, if I'm doing a business and I need money for that business and I pray about it, have I prayed in the name of Jesus? So obviously, some of the things we said the last time, some may not have clear understanding. I need to state that we have done detailed teachings on prayer. In fact, I had to send about 10 of our teachings on prayer to this person. This is just a 5 minutes daily devotion to bring our consciousness to the Word of God. We cannot really go into detail, but I feel that it is important that we have a follow-up and offer a little more explanation. So when you look at this scripture, it's actually addressing the matter of praying in the name of Jesus. It says you ask. Did you know how they ask? They say, in Jesus' name we have asked. Amen. But they never got answers to their prayers. Many people are frustrated in their Christian walk because their prayer life is not effective. Some, they don't like saying it, but that is their experience. That is the reality that they have come to face. It's because we have a misunderstanding of what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. It is only a man that is living for Jesus that can pray in the name of Jesus. So many people don't want to live for Jesus, but they want to pray in the name of Jesus. It is impossible. Praying in the name of Jesus is not simply adding, I pray in Jesus' name, to your prayer. It comes down to you living for Him such that your entire life aligns with Him. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15, it says that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died and rose again. A born-again person, a disciple of Jesus, a Christian, is somebody that has been regenerated and therefore can no longer live for himself. Many people don't know how not to live for themselves. That's why Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up and follow me. A believer is someone who lives his entire life for Jesus. His life does not have department, where one is for Christ, another one is for business, another one is for money. No. So, specifically to that question, there is neither yes or no answer to the question. The real question is, are you living for Jesus, even in that business that you are doing? There is nothing wrong in doing a business. There is nothing wrong in having a skill and so on. Now, but if you are living for Jesus, you will understand that everything you are doing, you are being led, you are being guided. Your life is not separate. Some people think that they've accepted Jesus, but they are doing business. So they now think, oh, they need Jesus to help them to make their business to success. Christianity is that, Lord Jesus, I lay this business in your hand. Should I continue? Should I stop? Should I do something else? If he says, go ahead and do it. That business, even though you are doing it, you are making money. You are actually living for Jesus. So you will have confidence to be able to approach him and speak to him about any matter that concerns that business. Because it's not about you doing business now to make money to take care of yourself. It's you now. Everything that is in your hand is being lived and done for Jesus Christ. So you can boldly go to him and pray about the matter. So the real question really is, are you living for Jesus? Who are you living for? Your entire life. You see, there's a boldness that comes to you when you are living for Jesus. Now, what if I need a shoe? Can I pray about it to God? Why not? If I'm living my life for Him. You see, as a child of God, you must understand that your provision is assured in God. Though we are working, we are doing so many things. And again, I must remind you, we have done detailed teachings on some of these things, which we can't go into now. But essentially, what we just want to pass across is that you can only pray effectively in the name of Jesus if you live for Jesus. Now, look at John 15, 7. It says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, so what does, you know, it didn't say you will ask in the name of Jesus. It just said, once you abide in and my words abide in you, you will ask what you want. So because if you are abiding in him and his word is abiding in you, your prayer requests are going to be in accordance to his will. It's like saying, delight yourself in the Lord and he shall grant it his desires of your heart. Many people think that scripture is a password to have whatever you like. No. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. If you delight yourself in the Lord, what do you think will be the desires of your heart? It will be the Lord. It will be his purpose. It will be his life. So the problem has been that many people came to believe in Jesus, but essentially they have been living their life for themselves. And they are just hoping for Jesus to support them. That's not a Christian life. Jesus is not coming to support you are doing. Jesus is coming to take over and do through you whatever he wishes to do. That is the Christian life. So it is so important that we live for Jesus. That is actually our lives. So if you look at this scripture, it says you ask and do not receive. And I'm telling you, they were saying in Jesus' name we pray, but they didn't receive. He said, why? Because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. King James says, on your lusts. Many prayer requests are not in line with God. So you are running helter-skelter. You feel that what you need is to go to a camp, a mountain, a Shiloh, a program, or maybe to wake up early in the morning to go and pray with a man. That is not it. It's not formula. What you need is to live for Jesus. Our entire life must represent Jesus. Many believers are living for themselves. They are not living for Jesus. So it's obvious their prayer life cannot be effective. You can't have answers to prayer. So eventually you are going to get frustrated. If you want to follow Jesus, you better follow him with all of your heart. Follow him. Don't follow him so that we know you are not following him. But I can't sell you to follow him because there is no other way that leads to life except Jesus Christ. So please understand this about prayer. Many people are looking for formula. They are looking for so many things about prayer. The only thing they are not ready to do is to live for Jesus. The teachings of Jesus, are they true in your life? You should forgive. You say you can't forgive. He said you should be meek. You said you cannot be meek. He said you should be poor in spirit. You are not poor in spirit. You know, so essentially all that Jesus came to teach is to reproduce himself in us. But you are living very contrary. But you want to pray for 8 hours. You want to go to a mountain and fast for 3 days. You are just stressing yourself. It will not change anything. Because the critical issue, you have not addressed it. Who are you living for? Are you living for your flesh, for your pleasure? Or are you living for the pleasure of God? We are not to live for our own pleasure. We are to live for God's pleasure. It is in living for God's pleasure that we ourselves find true pleasure. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach out to us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.